Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good morning to Big Show's on the radio, and more Big Show right around the corner.
This is Buzz Nutley with a bulletin. Big Show news reporter live on the scene of a major disaster. I've never seen such carnage, and may I remind you that I was at the Great Donner Pass barbecue eating debacle of 1999. This is much, much worse. It's a massacre of mammoth proportions. The tattered carcasses of other morning shows litter the battlefield. You're listening to the victors in this morning radio war. John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Now can I turn in my expense receipts?
Get to the hump day, lunchtime today. Be midway through that work week. Let's look at it like this. Hey, everybody, y'all looking at it?
Hey.
All cheerful and everything.
Okay.
Good. See, it's March 27th. It's National Joe Day. You have a Joe in your life. Be thankful for them. Extend them a laurel and hearty handshake. I will do it's my pal, old Joe Butler.
There you
all
go.
Old Joseph. Yeah.
Everybody likes Joe Butler.
Yeah, man. It's not to like. Something about good old Joes, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay. What about National Spanish Paella Day? I've got all this paella. I don't have any clue what it is. I remember that from a Seinfeld episode.
It's a rice dish.
Is that what it is?
You can put sausage in it, or
rice,
chicken, and peppers,
sausage,
and onions.
Maters.
And it's all
right.
It's really good.
Nice. Okay. Oh, yeah. Watch out. National Spanish show. No, that was one. Messed
Ayala.
Up. Scribble Day. National Scribble Day. All right.
You
can scribble
every day.
Don't get that confused with Scrabble. It's your scribble. National Little Red Wagon Day. Well, remember Little Red Wagons from our childhood, don't we?
Red Wagon.
Red Flyer, right?
The Red Flyer.
Yeah.
That was the good one. Yeah, we had a lot of stuff to haul as kids. All right, well, good. That's some fun stuff. We got 3 days in history saved up. We'll get our first prize pack out and get that win and begin. And since we're all awake, Big Show's on the radio. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. First prize pack we play for, a Southern Ease Pets Pack. You know, we take care of your pets here on the Big Show with our proud sponsors. We want you to treat your four-legged best friend to bacon-flavored Southern Ease Pet CBD gummies. Show them how much you care. Must be 18 to win. Go to southerneasepets.com or look for the link at thebigshow.com. And we want you to use code JBB. Get an exclusive offer. Look at our 3 dates in history where we get our categories. 05, TV medical drama, Grey's Anatomy, started airing. 05, did y'all watch that? I did. On the medical show.
Yes. Yeah, we watched it for a while.
Yeah, it was really good. You could catch it on Netflix now and binge watch it. But yeah, I think they're like in season 21 now.
Wow, still doing it, huh?
Yeah.
2013, singer Dionne Warwick filed for bankruptcy in the United States. The singer had debts of nearly $10 million in taxes.
Wow. Gotta pay those, Dionne.
You know the thing about it, but she's making some money now. She's on that Capital One song. They're doing a fake We Are the World.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that.
Samuel L. Jackson and all the... what's her name? It's got the fake farm that she...
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, and, she's in it.
Is that it?
You know what's weird? It's your story, and you're relying on her for the facts.
I'm like Cindy Lauper.
She's a tatertainment.
Okay.
She knows about stuff like that. Now, another thing, Dionne Warwick. That's what friends are for. Did she sing
John.
That one?
She was with Elton John on that.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. Well, that's the verse that she sings in that commercial.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's a big tournament going on. They're playing basketball.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of good commercials during that time.
That's when you took your pee break.
Are y'all married? Because, I mean, that whole story was like a ping pong match.
Oh, Ward, I'll get you another sandwich.
All right. So where was? Oh, yeah, Dionne Warwick got me sidetracked.
Paying off her taxes.
94th Academy Awards happened on this date in 2022, and Coda won. Oh, and this is the one that got the famous slap.
Yes.
Chris Rock got slapped by actor Will Smith.
I heard that.
See, this is when I should be relying on you for stuff like that. So think about places you can be slapped. That's what we're going with for this category, by the way.
Does here count?
You're working hard. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. Come on, we'll play Outburst next. Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio. Humming through your hump day, Wednesday, March 27th. Today's featured track from the Big Show, Bitbox, sponsored by Coca-Cola 600. Having Sunday, May 26th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Carl Childers explains Scientology. Perfect. Search for keywords Scientology. Hit thebigshow.com and right now, get that winning beginning.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Andy from Rogersville, Alabama.
We'll have a big show time.
Oh, Andy!
Hey, Andy. Good morning, buddy.
Morning. How's it going, y'all?
So far, so good. You all right? Don't get blown over here, buddy. We got to get through these three categories.
What are you, Kitty Hawk?
All right, let's do it then. All right, Andy, give us three medical TV shows. Ready, go.
House, Grey's Anatomy, and Scrubs.
That's three good ones.
No.
Now, Andy, three things that are taxed. Ready, go.
Gasoline, income, and Social Security.
I like speaking from experience there, Andrew. For the win, three places you can be slapped. Ready, go.
Your face, your head, and your butt.
Okay. I like the way you went with that.
Sure.
Academy Awards, face and butt. Good work, Andy. We got you a Southern East Pets Pack. You got you some four-legged friends that you love?
Oh, yeah.
I figured you did. We're going to hook you up for them, Andy. You hang on for Jackie.
All right. Can I give a shout-out?
Please do.
Shout-out is to Coach Nick Saban of the University of Alabama Crimson Tide. Thank you, Coach Saban, for 17 years of football excellence.
All right, Andy. Hang on, my buddy. All right, we're going to jump out, catch you up on your news right on the other side. All right, Reverend Billy Ray, prom season. Don't want to hear this. Got kids going. Minutes, Reverend Billy Ray got his Easter message. He's laying down, coming in hot. We had Northeaster weekend, so hang on for that. We're now just kicking off with the whole prom season deal, so we got time for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. I want to go back to this stuff I was asking Tater about, some cream, facial cream. My wife uses the name of it. Is You had me at aloe.
Aloe.
You had me at aloe.
So all their products have some sort of pun.
And that, of course, is from like the movie Jerry Maguire. And so, wait a minute. You tell me that is like a romantic comedy where women would know that? I thought it was a cool sports movie.
See, with the brilliance of that movie?
Yeah,
you could watch it for the romance and y'all watched it for the, you know, sports agents and stuff.
Of course, you had me at aloe.
Don't look at me when you say that. If you don't mind.
You know, it's almost like you saw the commercial during the tournament.
So Marcy heard of that. She found some more of this stuff. Now you got. I cannot pronounce that word. It's something. Your right. Boobies.
Acia.
It's A C A I. You're trying to explain
there's an
that to
a berry.
It's a berry.
Acia. Acia. Your boobies. And this is. Man, they're looking at it and say, well, what is this? It's like boob polish.
That's what they call it.
Your better boobs are good and shiny. I mean, if you can't see yourself in them.
Firm and tight. No, right. This is
so
like,
there's
not
some,
really
there's a... some that, you know, helps with stretch marks and things of that nature.
John, you can sell women.
I see your boobs.
All right, now here's one. Buns of Glowry. G-L-O-W-R-Y. Yeah. Buns of Glowry.
Instead of glory.
Instead of glory. Yeah.
I think it's another lifting cream,
it
is
it? Tighten and glow smoothing butt polish.
See?
Y'all made fun of me with my nipple cream.
That was a different kind of making fun of you for your nipple cream. Your chafing cream.
All right. Well, y'all got all kinds of polishes.
I'm telling you, Eddie, you know, it's marketing geniuses.
And I guess so. Okay. All right, then. Got any extra
stuff? Can I have those back? They're in my cart. Thank you.
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio. How we do your hump day, Wednesday, March 27th. right in the middle of March Madness. This top 10 list, go Bentley.
Well, good morning there, John Boy and Billy, and good morning to all our beloved friends out there in Radio Land. This here is the Reverend Billy Ray Collins from the Sword of Joshua Independent Full Gospel Pentecostal Assembly, just off State Road 23 on the Frontage Road. Well, friends, Easter is coming up, the day the Christian Church commemorates the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ by having a feller in a rabbit costume hide a bunch of plastic eggs in the bushes and make the young'un hunt for them. Yeah. Tell you the truth, it ain't never made much sense to me neither. Oh, but now the powers that be in the modern United States have decided even that scenario is way too religious. Some of the local politicians in Ohio was worried to death that hearing the words Easter egg hunt might cause some broad-minded scientific atheist types to get their feelings hurt, so they've changed the name of their Sunday morning shindig to the Spring Egg Hunt. That's right, beloved. First they kicked Christ out of Christmas, now they're out to knock the Easter Bunny off of his throne. And this kind of mess is going on all over the country lately. Why, out in California, the government don't even allow folks to call him the Easter Bunny no more. Since about 2003, the big fella at their event every year has been known as the Spring Bunny. Ain't that special? Yeah. And here's a good one. A 16-year-old doing a school project that involved a bunch of third graders this month, and her big plan was for them to have an Easter egg hunt at the end of it. The teacher says, well, that'll be fine, but you can't call them Easter eggs. So the third grader's going to be out in the yard hunting something called Spring Spears. Oh. Take that, all you backwoods Bible beaters. Good Lord knows I hate to tell you broad-minded atheists your business, but number one, an egg is not the same thing as a spear. A spear is round like a basketball. An egg is egg-shaped like an egg. Number two, the Easter Bunny ain't got a lick of religious significance to Christians. So if you're trying to pick a fight with the church people, this is about the dumbest way in the world. Oh, and by the way, the news is not all bad. The government folks out there in Ohio got a bunch of upset phone calls about their spring egg hunt nonsense. So a few days later, some real estate man in town put up $600 out of his own pocket to pay for it. That took all the public money out of the deal, so they was able to change the name back to Easter Egg Hunt. Personally, I'd rather seen this feller stand up for the Lord instead of the Easter Bunny, but I reckon you gotta take a win where you can get one nowadays. And speaking of Easter, I'd like to invite whosoever will to come hear the true reason for the season this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. here at the church building. Our soul-stirring Resurrection Sunday message will be followed by Easter potluck dinner on the grounds. If you don't believe in the Lord now, you just might after you get a bite of Myrtle Humphrey's legendary buttermilk fried chicken. It's good enough to make even the most hardcore unbeliever holler, praise the Lord, and pass the mashed potatoes. Always an open door and a double dose of the God's honest truth coming your way at the Sword of Joshua Independent Full Gospel Pentecostal Assembly, just off State Road 23, on the Frontage Road. This here's the Reverend Billy Ray Collins reminding you it's time to turn so you don't burn. John Boy and Billy, you'll keep them straight up fire.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Hi, this is Sven Jordivartsen all the way from Hammerlangerfjord, Norway. After a round of Kick the Wolverine, there's nothing like sitting back drinking a great big herring smoothie and listening to the Big Show with John Boy and Billy. There's a bond in this one.
It's a big show on the radio. I'm going to do your hump day Wednesday, March the 27th, 2024. And we'll get the John Boy Miller Late Risers podcast every weekday after the broadcast finished. But wherever you get your podcast, make it easy. Subscribe to us with a free iHeartRadio app. It is absolutely free and worth every penny. John Boy Miller Late Risers podcast set up as well for you at thebigshow.com. We make your daily visit. Tatertainment news and minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. We got John Boy Jeopardy getting ready to be played. Somebody will win a Bull Snot prize pack. About $120 worth of Bull Snot cleaning products made in the USA. Truck drivers keep America moving. Bull Snot make sure they look good doing it. You can find Bull Snot at truck stops across America. You go to brownox.com. Click on that banner when you go to thebigshow.com. Hang on, win you some in minutes.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Right now, it's time for Tatertainment News. And here's our girl, Marcy Tater Moran.
Well, I appreciate that.
Hey, baby.
Let me get this all set. Hey, you know Yellowstone, right? That's a show you
like
to watch.
Oh, yeah.
So are you familiar with the character Lloyd?
Old cowboy.
Okay. Cowboy Lloyd. Well, the actor is Forrest Smith. He was thrown off a flight over the weekend. He was on a flight from Houston. And he says he got booted off the plane because he refused to sit next to the passenger wearing a mask, protecting them from airborne diseases like COVID.
So Lloyd didn't want to sit next to a...
Who was wearing a mask.
Right. That's crazy.
So in an Instagram post, he appeared to be kind of slurring his words.
Uh-huh.
And the airline accused him of being drunk, and that's why they kicked him off the plane. Yeah. But he says that he wasn't. And then he says, you know, I got kicked off the plane, and he didn't know where he was. He goes, where am I? Oh, yeah, Texas. I told him I didn't feel comfortable sitting next to somebody with a mask on. Yeah, I've been drinking. I've been sitting in an airport for 3 hours. Yeah, I'm drinking. I ain't drunk. But they throw me off the plane because you people won't stand up and tell everybody what beep, beep, beep this is. So he had a hard time. So it's not the first time that he's stood up against the he's anti-vax.
Is that right?
So he kind of made it known and went Instagram.
What's the mask going to... Never mind.
Right?
Don't try to get in Lloyd's head.
He wasn't drinking.
No.
So there's been all this information about the Princess of Wales, or about Princess Kate. And Buckingham Palace now has put out a posting for help wanted. They need a new PR person.
What was going on with her?
Well, there's a lot of rumors. She had had surgery in January and then kind of just, you know, not didn't go into hiding, but went into privacy.
Oh, that's when she photoshopped that
picture,
and
then there was
right?
a picture, and everybody was like, oh, there she is. And so then, like, you know, you leave people stewing for too long, and everybody starts making their accusations from nighttime TV to, you know, the paparazzi. And they were saying about rumors of cheating and scandals. The woman has cancer, and she's dealing with it and getting treatment, right? So, but the palace has issued a help wanted amid all the rumors, because they tried to knock them down, and they haven't been able to stop all the rumors.
Look, I don't want to lose you, but you totally should apply for that job.
Really?
You really should. Now, you can just do it on the side, you know, and still do this.
The crisis management expert would only make about $32,000 a year. So the job will go to the person who can make sure the royal family's communications consistently spark interest.
And leave show business?
Travis Kelce in the news.
What's old Travis? Taylor up to there.
He's in talks to star in the game show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Is that right?
Getting him out
Fine.
And about.
Just add him to the pile.
He would host the reboot on Amazon Prime Video. He wouldn't be a contestant, though. He would be the host. Previous hosts have been Jeff Foxworthy and wrestler actor John Cena.
Hey, man, now it might be time to sue, you know, when Foxworthy stole that idea from us. Well, we'll let him have it, you know. Yeah. Foxworthy, well, you, the big show. Well, if you will check John Boy and Billy. Yeah, the name's us. Yes. Okay. Because it's this old Stoopy quiz that we used to do, and Foxworthy played it with us in the studio.
Yeah,
and
I have tape
next
of it.
Time he showed up, had a TV show. So now Travis Kelce. This might be where you get some of that Taylor Swift money.
Okay.
I really don't care. I just want to do the story so I can see Randy's head pop off.
I know.
Nice.
And after 36 years, Beetlejuice has finally come back to haunt you.
Uh-oh.
That's right. Warner Brothers has released the trailer for Tim Burton's follow-up to his 1988 cult classic, Beetlejuice.
Anything you want me to eat. I'll lick anything you want me to lick.
Attaboy.
Come on down. Watch me chewing a dog.
No, they're not holding auditions. Right. Michael Keaton is reprising his role.
Oh, so he is going to do it. Okay.
That was spot on. The sequel, officially titled Beetlejuice, is set to release September 6th of this year.
All right. Good stuff.
All right, you guys.
Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Let's jump right in here and review yesterday's question. We found out, according to the National Safety Council, this is the number one cause of fires in American homes today. Cooking. Y'all be careful in the kitchen. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. In Turkey, 250 years ago, government officials often visited the homes of peasant families as an easy way to get a free meal. Mm. And then afterwards, the official would collect a tax for wear and tear on this.
What is the butt bob?
That'd be the butt bob. No. Probably eight standing up. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. This is Big Show on the radio. Humma do your hum day. And today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, brought to you by the Coca-Cola 600 Sunday, May 26th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Carl Childers explains Scientology. Who better we can think of none? Search for keyword Scientology. And you hit the Bitbox at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now a man who says if you really want to learn about Scientology, just look for the book Scientology for Dummies. Everything you need to know is in the title. He's John Boy.
Thank you. Let's say hey to Milton out of West Jefferson, North Carolina. Good morning, Milton.
Morning.
Hey, buddy, how's everything? You're back in the high country.
It's a little bit chilly, but we're getting it done.
Good buddy, we're glad you're getting the big show on your radio up there. Milton, you got the first shot at John Boy Jeopardy this morning. Let's jump right in here. In Turkey, 250 years ago, government officials often visited the homes of peasant families as an easy way to get a free meal. Afterwards, the official would collect a tax for wear and tear on this.
Oh, man, that's a hard one. I'm going to just go with the chairs they sit in.
That is a, well, let's see. What about the chairs they sit in?
Now, here's a guy who doesn't know how taxing works.
Well, let's see there. Good work out, Milton. We appreciate you playing, man. You have a great day.
Hey, buddy. You too.
All right, man. Let's go to James. He's down the mountains in Hickory, North Carolina. Good morning, James.
Good morning. How's it going?
Hey, buddy. Going good, man. And we're still looking for the answer. It does seem kind of like a tough one, but put yourself in Turkey 250 years ago. Government officials would visit the homes of peasant families as a way to get a free meal.
Jerks.
But then afterwards, how big of jerks they were, actually, because the official would collect a tax for wear and tear on this. Mm-hmm. What is it, James?
Well, John Boy, I'm going to have to go with their teeth.
You say wear and tear on their teeth? Let's see.
Seven.
Well, how do you know?
Seriously.
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 Oh, man. Mm, well, all right.
I just ate your meal and I used my teeth, so pay me.
There's the government. All right. Well, good work,
there's
James.
Probably to repair the fake teeth.
James, you hang on. Jackie will hook you up with the Bull Snot prize pack, my man.
Hey, first time calling here, John Boy.
All right, there, bud.
Hey, can I give a shout out real quick?
You go ahead.
I want to holler at my brother Heath up in Lenore working his butt off down at the Bernhardt plant.
All right, James. Appreciate y'all bros listening to the big show. All right, we're going to jump out. Catch you up on your news right on the other side. Let's go and get our time capsule for this March 27, all right?
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Hey, hello?
Hey, is this Hoyt?
All my life, want to fight about it?
No, not right now, man. John Boy and Billy here.
Hey, what do you say there, you big old hee-haw-looking part Indian, all redneck, no driving, son of a gun?
Not much. How's it going?
No, dang it. Delbert's daddy, Reed, has then moved in with us again.
Oh, no. Don't tell me he's having trouble with his wife.
Yep. The clock is winding down on another. Here lately, they don't do nothing but argue. Kind of reminds me of The Simpsons.
Homer and Marge?
No, O.J. and Nicole.
Oh, no. Now, what number wife is Reed up to now? I think I lost count.
Listen, here is number six.
He's been married six times.
Five, seriously.
Well, what's the problem this time?
Oh, they've been arguing lately about whether or not it's all right to have one night a week out with the boys. He don't think she should.
So, Reed's moved in with you and Delbert, huh?
Yeah, we took him down to Riceville Beach last weekend to kind of get his mind off of it. Went down to this place right around the corner from Johnny Mercer's pier.
Yeah.
Did some fishing.
Right.
And we went out Friday morning about 6 o'clock and set up right down from this feller way down at the end of the pier. We fished till about noon. went to get some lunch. We come back an hour later. This fella at the end of the dock still there. He hadn't moved.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we started packing up, about 4:30, he was still sitting there.
Vision.
Stayed there all day long.
Uh-huh.
Next morning, we come out again. Same fella sitting in the exact same place. Mm-hmm. We kind of, you know, waved at him, and he waved back. He stayed there the whole time we was there again. We come out again Sunday morning. I'd be doggone if that same son of a gun wasn't set up in exactly the same place and stayed there the whole time we was there that day.
My goodness.
So we went in Sunday afternoon, took a shower, went out to get a beer. We walk in and sit down. Guess who's sitting at the end of the bar? That son of a gun from the pier again. So I walked down there, I sat beside him, bought him a beer, and we got to talking. I says, you down here by yourself doing a little fishing, I guess? And the fella says, well, no, actually, I'm on my honeymoon.
So
I said, honeymoon? Well, where's your wife? And he says, well, she's back at the motel. I said, well, you've been out here fishing for 3 solid days. Now here you are sitting here drinking in a bar. How come you ain't back at the motel celebrating with your new bride? He says, well, I tell you the truth, she's got a real bad case of gonorrhea. I said, that's tough. How come you just don't, you know, go over there and lay down with her and hold her real close and, you know, y'all just kind of snuggle up? He says, well, she don't feel up to that neither. She's got a real bad case of diarrhea.
Oh, man.
I says, well, did you at least give her a nice big kiss before you walked out the door? He says, can't do that either. She's got pyorrhea. I said, my goodness. Gonorrhea, diarrhea, pyorrhea. Listen, if you don't mind me asking, why in the world did you marry this woman? He said, well, she's got worms, too, and you know how I love to fish.
No, that's what I call a troubled relationship.
Yeah,
right there.
But it cheered old Reed up right quick.
I guess so.
Hey, listen, I got to run here. Me and Devers got to take him over to the pickup and move some more of his stuff out of the trailer.
All right.
You going to say goober later on?
Yeah, Will.
Well, you tell him I said, duh-huh.
All right.
He'll know what you mean.
All right.
Y'all keep him straight up, fire.
All right.
Right here.
John Boy and Billy.
Yep, he's done.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning, this is Big Show on the radio. Some of our favorite memories of March Madness. College basketball championships gone fun, the fun way. Me and the Hanson reminisce here in about 20 minutes. We'll get our boy off the couch in St. Louis this morning. But right now, here we go, ready for this. Top 10, Liz, hit it, Bip.
Well, in honor of Bracket Buster season, here are the top 10 signs your March Madness team probably won't make it to the Final Four.
Right.
Number 10, their only previous championship, a wing-eating contest at Hooters. Number 9, the school fight song is something called Puppy Monkey Baby. Number 8, whenever they play, the arena doesn't even turn on their side of the scoreboard. Number 7, the last time they were in the Final Four of anything was a DNA test on the Maury Povich show. Number 6, scouting report by Vegas oddsmakers features multiple uses of the phrase, when monkeys fly out of my butt. Number 5, official school mascot is Donald Trump holding up a steak. Number 4, star player intentionally fouls out so he can leave early and beat the traffic. Number 3, Dick Vitale calls them a bunch of stinky winky suckery duckery doos. Number 2, coach's pregame speech ends with, okay, let's get this over with. And the number 1 sign your team won't make the Final Four, they're so white, Spike Lee is boycotting the games.
Boy.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Oh, you can have all them goody two-shoes on the radio talking about their damn teeth and having babies. There's nothing sexier than a hot young man talking trash on the radio. I like all them opinionated type men. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Neil Bort. There's snow on the roof. There's a fire in the furnace. It's getting hot in here. I take off all my clothes. Woo! I feel so vulnerable.
Morning, it's a Big Show on the radio for your Wednesday morning, March 27th. All right, and then we got here, we got an email from thebigshow.com. You can email me, and my email address is anybodybutme@thebigshow.com. Works out. Here's one, Leanne. No, Lee as a girl, L-E-I-G-A. Yes, girl. Hello, Mr. Boy. I just read that you live in the Valentine area, anyway, where I live. I heard you and Randy talking one morning that Fred Grandy lives in your neighborhood.
The guy from Love Boat. Gopher on
Love Boat. Gopher from Love Boat. Yeah, Love Boat.
Yeah, Love
like
Boot.
Herman Sadler. Yeah. What's that all about? You wouldn't believe it if I told you, but I had such a crush on him when I was a teenager, and he was Gopher on the Love Boat.
Hmm.
I have kept up with his acting. Then he went into politics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Please help me meet him.
Yes. I work at Hooters. That I mentioned.
You ain't gonna take my old Hooters girlfriend.
So wouldn't you like to hook up a potential stalker with one of your good neighbors?
I ain't no stalker. I like the show. I'm a fan, super fan.
Yeah, Lee says I have been in the studio before.
Uh-oh.
When you had a student of mine working the morning show with you. Oh, Daniel. You remember Daniel?
Daniel
was from South Mac High School.
He's 40 now.
They gave me a teacher's license that I'm not that bad. All right, a qualified teacher with license and everything. Shall we try to hook her up with Gopher?
Nope.
Well, boy, you and HR are never any fun, are you?
Every party has a poop up. That's why we invited you.
Ah, y'all, fine. Let's get Hanson up. He'll talk to us. Get him off the couch. Sports briefs. Big Show rolls on. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio coming up. We'll play Beat the Blonde. Beat our blonde and win a Southern Ease Pets Pack. We'll tell you all about it for your four-legged best friend. Hang on. We'll play in minutes. First, it's time, y'all. Come on. Get him off the couch. I'm in. CEO, the agent. The one, the only sports.
Terry Hanson on the world of sports.
That's him.
Here's a guy you'd never want to see in shorts. He's got scoops on. Who's got a contract? Who's a good dude and who might be on crack? Big Show presents Sports Breeze.
He is the man from his home in St. Louis, Missouri this morning, Terry Hanson. Hans, let's jump right in, buddy. I know we're timed. Oh, good morning, buddy. Thanks for joining us again, man.
Thank you, bud.
Our favorite time of the year. Well, I'm speaking for us. I know it's my favorite time of the year. We talk about this all the time. Love college basketball and March Madness. Now, I want to get your take on some of your memorable games. But first, I want to tell you mine. We talked about it. It was 1983, and you were actually at that game. I was in my first department, Charlotte, North Carolina, with Kagan. And Cynthia Clark, remember her?
Oh, yeah.
1983. North Carolina State, coached by Jim Valvano, beat Houston. Back then was Houston. It was Phi Slamma Jamma. It was 54-52. Wittenberg, I remember him, man. He says it was a pass. Some say it was a shot, but it doesn't matter because Lorenzo Charles took it above the rim, dunked it for the win. Bam, one of my best memories, lifetime, no doubt. All right, thanks for letting me go first. All right, Terrence, what you got, buddy?
Well, you know, I have a consultant on college basketball, Vinny Hardy, who was a listener 14 years ago. So I consult with him, and incidentally, he's got a podcast called Believe Kentucky, and it streams on Wednesdays. But my next favorite, I think, was 1982. I was in the Superdome in New Orleans. And that's the game that Carolina beat Georgetown 63-62 when Michael Jordan hit that jumper at 15 seconds left.
Oh, man.
Remember that, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And then the other one, of course, has to be the 1992 Christian Laettner shot when Duke beat Kentucky 104-103, 2.1 seconds left, and Grant Hill throws a half-court pass to Laettner, who takes the ball at the foul line, turns around, jump shot, bingo, they win. And, I mean, that was one of the all-time best for me, at least.
Yes.
But, you know, the one that I remember the most, and it wasn't a final game or anything else, and I know you do too, that's when Davidson went to the Elite Eight in 2008. I know you remember that one.
That little skinny kid, Stephen Curry, we found out he can shoot.
Or at least we could see it on TV.
That's right. Everybody else found out he could shoot. What are you doing?
Well, you know, I just wanted to say to everybody listening that Steph Curry, and first of all, shame on you, Seth Greenberg, for not signing him at Virginia Tech like you wanted to go for.
There you
go. But you know, Steph came into the studio to see us all the time, and his Aunt Jackie, of course, who, you know, really kind of helped raise him. And he's the same young man that came into our studio within the last couple of years, that is the same fella who came in from Charlotte Christian, the same God-fearing, good young man. And people watch him on TV. And I just thought they should know that. What a good guy he really is, a family man.
Thank you, Pop. Thank you so much.
That's it,
and Jackie,
buddy.
You did a nice job, honey.
I appreciate it.
Good stuff, Terry. Enjoyed it, buddy. Thank you so much. We'll see who makes the Final Four. We'll catch up next week.
Okay, my man. See you.
Love you, mean it, buddy. Hi, y'all. Let's play Beat the Blonde. Take it to the court right now,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't live with my nephew and raise him, but I mean, I do influence him a great deal.
You're doing a great job Tater. All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Come on, get a contestant and play next.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.